A number of local organizations are splitting a large pot of provincial dollars to help them offset the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic. Under the funding plan announced Friday by Simcoe North MPP Jill Dunlop, CLH Developmental Support Services gets $149,800, Newton Street Art Barn $147,900 and Hospice Heronia $140,100. The Penetanguishene Curling Club will receive $123,000, Quest Art School Plus Gallery $104,000 and the Y Marsh Wildlife Center $100,800. Across Simcoe North, 25 nonprofit organizations will receive a combined total of over $2.4 million to help them offset the pandemic's impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic so they can deliver the best service possible for Simcoe North residents. The grants are being provided through the Resilient Communities Fund. Nonprofit organizations are a crucial and valued part of any community, especially here in Simcoe North, Dunlop said in a release. Countless people rely on their services every day, and even facing the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic, they still deliver. This funding will help 25 of our many valued organizations offset those impacts and continue supporting those who need it most. Other local organizations receiving money include the Midland Cultural Center Inc. $97,100, Georgian Bay Snowriders Club $42,000, Big Brothers Big Sisters of North Simcoe $40,700 and Askinonia Senior Center $27,200. As well, the Township Fote will take home $95,000 with Midland receiving $50,000. There are also a number of organizations based in Orillia and Coldwater receiving funding. To see the full list of 25 Simcoe North recipients, click here. All totaled, the province is providing $95.8 million this year through the Resilient Communities Fund to help 1,146 nonprofit organizations across the province recover and rebuild. Administered by the Ontario Trillium Foundation, the fund provides grants of up to $150,000 to eligible nonprofit organizations to cover a broad and flexible range of needs, such as mental and physical health and well-being supports for staff or volunteers. Support to adapt or reimagine program delivery and services to meet the needs of communities, employees and volunteers, incorporate new health and safety processes, or purchase new technology and personal protective equipment. Renovations and facility updates to meet the changing needs of the communities they serve. The Ontario Trillium Foundation will continue to offer the Resilient Communities Fund in 2022-23 to help more eligible nonprofit organizations that have been impacted by COVID-19. Application details and a full list of grant recipients to date are available on the OTF website.